1-800-449-8686.
Cabot's in today for Taylor, and it's going to be touch and go all the way, baby. Will the buttons get pushed? Are we going to be on the air here? How you doing there, man? Because I noticed the way that KFI here in Los Angeles runs the show is, I think Tony goes out and takes care of business, you know, the call of nature, and, you know, there's a little dead air. That's all right. It's okay. It's no problem. It's all right. You know, Jeff is on the show today, and I think things are going to work. He's doing a pretty good with what he's doing, and that's okay. I'm doing that. I'm freaking him out. I was popping the mic button on and off, and he's going goofy. Soccer mobs in Ghana and elsewhere apparently taken some lives. They had a soccer match that 121 people were killed at a soccer riot in Africa. And lest one thinks that this is strictly the province of Africa and these other underdeveloped areas of the world, as you well know, Europe has its fair share of soccer riots, and people get killed in those things as well. In fact, they not only have soccer riots in Europe, they have riots before the game and after the game, and they have lootings of stores, and it's just not, in other words, it's not just contained to the area of the soccer stadium. And soccer moms here in America are obviously concerned. Soccer parents, what is it that they're raising their children to become, if they're raising their children to become soccer players at all? Bobby, you don't have a kid in soccer per se, do you?
No. We play football, Phil, and no, we don't. We play baseball. We play basketball. We do not play soccer.
Why is it? You got three sons, right?
My eldest son, Dylan, Phil, once again asked to play soccer on our I'm very nervous, so...
You're doing fine. Go ahead. And by the way, we didn't have the music for you, Bobby, which, of course, is Southern California Lifestyles.
Thank you. I'm just a little bit nervous today because of all the meetings we've been having on soccer. And
So tell me about your kid, Dylan. Is that his name?
Yes, we have three, Dylan, Seth, and Justin. And
those are biblical, aren't they?
I don't know. They just sounded like, they sounded really neat. When I named my boys, it just sounded like a very neat thing. Dylan, Seth, and Justin. And it's very original, very unique. I don't know of any other mother that today who names their boys Dylan or Seth or Justin. You're never, ever really going to find names like that in schools today. So
you're proud of naming your kids?
Unique names.
Unique names. Go ahead. So Dylan wanted to play soccer. You said no.
This is the fourth year in a row that he wanted to play soccer, and we told him that he may not because we've seen what this sport brings out in people. We've read the reports, as you have, Phil. It scares me. It shocks me. We do have a local youth soccer team. I forbade Dylan from playing on it. And we had an...
You really sound shaken up.
Well, when you read that 121 people are killed in soccer riots, we had an emergency meeting of the Homeowners Sports Steering Committee.
Okay, that's with your homeowners association?
That is correct. And we wanted to make our feelings known, my husband and I. And basically we told them, if you insist on playing this sport at Western Estates, be forewarned. Any of this, activity that we've all been reading about with the soccer riots and all of that will not be tolerated. And you stand to forfeit your position within the homeowners association, which means almost assuredly, Phil, they'd be forced to sell their homes.
So this is the local Western Estates Soccer Youth League, and you're saying that the parents who affiliate with that and...
The parents that affiliate with it and have their children in it, if there is any of this kind of rioting or hooliganism, we are not going to tolerate. We certainly don't mind others playing with dynamite, but you don't do it next to my son. And I say to any soccer mom and to any soccer parent, if you want to light a stick of dynamite and stick it in your own kid's book bag, that's just fine. Don't do it with me.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking to a concerned parent, a woman who looks at this soccer violence with a wary eye, Bobby Dooley. How does your husband feel about this? And I imagine the two of you have talked.
Yeah, my husband says that the violence among soccer fans still, I think, is really interesting. He says at soccer games, that violence really stems from the sport's basic non-aggressive nature and the fact that the fans need an outlet.
Because it's not a contact sport.
That is correct.
Well, you know, it is, because there is hitting in soccer, just as there is hitting in basketball, even though there is a non-contact.
Well, I don't know about that. All I know is that their sport is very passive, and my husband believes that it's a very non-contact. The fans get frustrated. They want to have that contact. They go out and they riot. And what we're thinking of, and here's where we're going to really, I think, add something to the community. We are thinking of an American advisory committee to the International Soccer Authority, which is FIFA.
And that is, what is that, federation?
It's Federation Internationale, Federation Internationale.
Federation Internationale, Federation Internationale, that's FIFI.
Well, it's Federation Internationale of a federation, I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
But we think that as Americans, we could help the Europeans and the rest of the world make their sport a little more interesting so the fans don't get bored and riot. And Steve has been in touch with the FIFI, and President Blatter is his name. He's from Switzerland, who is the president offering the services of American parents who know what sports are exciting to help them spice it up a little bit.
So you believe that Americans on an advisory committee could help the international soccer governing body spice their sport up?
That is correct.
So that fans wouldn't get bored to tears and riot.
That is absolutely correct. And
you really, soccer fans are a very devoted and loyal group. They follow their teams, they follow the players, they follow the World Cup. How can you say they're bored?
I think it's because they go to the games, they expect to see something interesting, and once again it doesn't happen, and they get angry. And we had a housekeeper, Rafaela, who is from South America, where I understand the sport is very big.
Absolutely. In Brazil, one of the top teams in the world. Argentina, one of the top teams in the world.
Okay. And those are South American.
Those are South American countries, yes.
She is from South America, and she told me that the fans riot and burn stadiums down in order to wipe away any evidence that there ever was a soccer game there. That's how ashamed they are of having gone to the game.
And so they're... Who told you this?
My housekeeper. But she, Phil, she said...
I think, seriously, that maybe she's putting you on.
No, she said that...
They burned the stadium to the ground to wipe away any evidence there was ever a soccer game.
Because they're ashamed of having been to such a boring event. And they burn their tickets. They burn all evidence that they were ever at a soccer game. And they burn all evidence that a soccer game ever took place there. And that's how ashamed they are of this boring game. I thought that was really revealing, Phil. And so as parents, what we're basically saying is this. To the AYSO, the American Youth Soccer Organization, we have sent a sternly worded letter that if the sport is not made more interesting, the parents could start a stampede and stampede over top of each other. I don't know what they do.
Well, they get into fights and melees. They get a lot of the soccer stadiums, you have to understand, especially in Europe, they have these general admission areas where there aren't even seats. The people just crowd in their standing room only, you know.
But that's what I'm afraid of, that they'll have standing room only stampedes if they insist on this sport coming to America. But again, my warning to the parents, which I delivered last night, was very clear. Don't you think for one minute that I'm going to allow my boy Dylan, who I almost died giving birth to, play a sport that is so obviously dull, the fans want to set fire and burn to the ground and erase from the earth any trace or evidence that they were ever there or a soccer game was ever played there.
Indeed. All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve is your husband, Steve.
Steve is right with me on this.
Involved in some couple of letters they've sent off to some of these governing agencies for soccer. FIFA is what it's called, and the AYSO to basically say, your sport sucks. I mean, that's what she's saying, and don't, you know, her son isn't going to be a part of it as long as there's a threat of this kind of violence, which she says is caused because the fans are so frustrated that the game is so dull. Now, that's not just intended for the international governing body. That she also sent a letter off to the AYSO, which is the American Youth Soccer Organization. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Okay, Bobby, we got a couple of calls. Bobby Dooley is with us. She's a concerned parent. She doesn't want her kid playing soccer this year because of all the soccer riots. And you're afraid that these riots will occur at AYSO games. Is that right?
I think that as the soccer word spreads in this country, Phil, people are going to recognize just how really dull the game is, and they'll start to riot because they're looking for something to do. And my husband really thinks that's one of the reasons why you have that kind of activity. People are looking for something to do other than watch this ridiculous game. I don't want my boy playing it because I don't obviously want my boy hurt. And
well, your son is interested in playing, so you've got, I guess you have to fight that battle with him at home.
If we have to, we have to.
All right. Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? This is Jim.
Yes,
from
Garland. Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, yeah, I don't know where this lady's coming from, but I just got a little. I've coached soccer for years. My son's played since he was four, and you know he plays select soccer now, which is basically you know the select few that try out for it.
Does he like it?
He actually has to pay like $1,500 a year for him to play it.
Does he like it?
And you know, he loves it. And he loves it. And he's played it forever. And you know, as far as this game is not being exciting.
So you didn't force him into it or anything?
Oh, no. No, no. Matter of fact, my daughter tried to play it. She wasn't that good at it. But you know, he wanted to play it.
Why?
And so, therefore, I let him play it. Now, he's wanted to play a couple of sports in his life, but he really took on to soccer. And like I said, I've coached it. I've played it.
Do you think the boy
as far as it not being exciting, I really can't figure out how you can say it's
a
boring sport.
That my housekeeper said that they burn the stadiums down because they want to forget they were ever there. Basically,
I really think your housekeeper's been smoking something because I've never heard of something. Maybe
But does your son play football?
He played football until like a sixth grade.
Well, are you spelling that? No, but I mean FOOTBALL because Phil. They spell the other soccer is spelled FUTBOL. It's unusual.
Yeah, and
that they spell it that way.
Yeah, but
they pronounce it football.
It's different sport.
No, they pronounce it soccer.
It's still soccer. It's just different countries.
Why do they call? They spell FUTBOL. Jim is football, isn't it?
No, it is soccer.
It's football.
That's
but it's just, you know, that's what they call it in foreign countries.
But they call it soccer.
Yeah, if somebody from England, they're going to call it football. They're not going to call it soccer.
They don't call it soccer.
No. They're going to call it football.
Well, where did we get the soccer? I don't
where
did
we get the soccer? That's more or less as it came over here. It's more or less been changed to soccer.
Well, then why is it that all of these people are setting fire to each other? And that's what I don't understand. So,
well, the passions run high for this game.
I know.
You know, it just the traditions of soccer maybe in these countries, Bobby, are more in terms of nationalism or village to village, town to town. I don't know.
But we have the New York Yankees and we have the different teams, and people don't set fire to Yankee Stadium.
Sure, you've had riots from it, though.
Oh, you've never had anyone burn.
You've had riots from basketball games.
But they never burned Madison Square Garden down, did they?
They've had riots.
When did they burn down Madison Square Garden?
I never said they burned it down. I'm just saying that they have riots because of the sports
thing,
that you're talking about.
Jim, that's the thing I think we have to look at, that they may want to burn down, Tiger Stadium someday.
Okay. Well,
Tiger
Stadium. I don't understand how this has to deal with what you're talking about, your son.
Well,
you're denying your son of a sport that he wants to play. He's probably good at it.
You said 4 years this boy has been asking you, can I play soccer? Can I play soccer?
How can I let him play a game that might result in people setting fire to the field and
Have you ever been to a Pee Wee game?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever been to a Pee Wee soccer game?
Pee Wee?
Or a soccer game that plays for the city or for the YWCA, something like that.
What does that stand for, Pee Wee?
Pee Wee. It's the lower league soccer league. It's like peewee football. It's like up to sixth grade.
I don't know the peewee.
That means little tiny peewee.
I'm not sure where you're from, so I'm sorry. But
okay, that's all right. That's fine. But that it means for the little ones.
Yeah, it's for up to about sixth grade.
Have they been in jeopardy? Have they been beaten
Never.
Up? Or,
and see, thing about it is, you can play for YWCA.
But I think what
there's a lot less.
What's
competitivism for the parents?
The YWCA.
Sure, or the YMCA.
What is that?
Either one of those above.
And that
gives them the opportunity to play, but it's not as competitive.
What is YWCA? It's Young Women's Christian Association, right?
So exactly,
Jim?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, we're afraid, though, Jim, that a lot of the violence that we see right now is going to be brought to this country, and that's the thing that really has to be stopped, I think so.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You might be worrying about something that just isn't going to happen. American sports fans...
Well, didn't they burn down homes in Detroit after the Lions won the Super Bowl?
They burned something in Detroit after the Pistons and the Tigers. They didn't do anything, the Lions, but yeah, I guess they...
They did burn something down.
Yeah, they burned down a house or two,
Well, that's what... You see...
Well, there you go. I mean, even baseball, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. James on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
The fact that I have to tell you that this woman is obviously listening to people that know nothing of what they speak.
Well, James,
and she's swallowed the hook.
I don't know a lot about
what she's talking about.
I don't know a lot about sports.
Number one, ma'am, soccer is not boring. If you knew anything about the strategy, I've seen enough nil-nil games that were some of the most exciting, fierce games I've ever seen in my life.
Now, what is that?
I watch a lot of international soccer. I watch English soccer, Italian, German, Dutch, Mexican, Argentina. I watch a lot of soccer. These people don't burn down stadiums because it's a boring game. This game goes back to the mid-1800s. There are fierce, intense national rivalries. I'm not saying they should burn down the stadium. As much soccer as I've watched, I've never seen anybody burn anything down.
Number two, ma'am, there are no general admission areas
in any of these stadiums anymore because there were problems in the past, and you have to have a ticket now. If you don't have a ticket, you don't get in, and they make you sit in your seat. They don't let you run around the stadium. It doesn't work that way anymore.
Well, don't they have the general admission areas? In a lot of these British stadiums, they have these sort of chain-link fenced-in general admission areas, don't they?
There are no chain-link fences at any of the English stadiums.
The fenced-in
areas.
When
you get into stadiums down in Brazil and Mexico and Argentina, some of them in Italy, too, you'll see some of the fences around the stadium, but there are no fences at any stadiums in England.
Well, I want to ask you something, James, because I think this goes to the heart of what we're talking about, and that is the tendency for violence. I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, is there... Some of this tribal in Africa, there's cannibalism or...
Oh, please.
Cannibalism at what,
you're
a soccer game?
Left field.
No, I don't know the game.
The stampede and the deaths that were caused in Africa over the weekend are the fact that there's not enough tickets to put people in the stadium. They stand outside and they rush the gates and they get trampled on because they can't get in the stadium because they don't have a ticket to get in the stadium. It has nothing to do with the game is boring or the game is violent or anything like
that. Well, what about the reports?
If you go back and look at most of the stampede incidents at these soccer games, it's the fact that there's not enough tickets for the fans to get in. Some Nimrod opens the gate, and the people rush in, and people get crushed because they can't get in the stadium.
Well, all right.
And to liken a bunch of numbskulls burning cars and turning over police cars after national championships by the Pistons or some of these teams in these cities, to label an entire sport as violent and undesirable, and you can't have it here because the violence might come into it because there's a few bad apples.
Well, can I ask you a question? They go out and destroy personal property
because they don't have any better sense.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely ridiculous.
If your son
is that good, he ought to be allowed to play. And to run around thinking, it might happen here.
If you walk outside tomorrow, you might get hit by lightning.
So you better not go out and get the mail to check or pick up the newspaper.
All right, okay. James, let Bobby, you wanted to respond?
Well, there was so much there, James. Really good information, too, that you were talking about. But I heard that there were reports of people literally eating each other. Was there a boiling pot? Someone was thrown in it? I don't know.
Where, in Africa?
Yeah.
I got two pieces of advice.
No, I heard that a man was eating.
And only half of what you see,
a
okay?
A man was eating.
Don't listen to your housekeeper and don't say, I heard this and I heard that. Ma'am, if you haven't seen it for yourself,
all right.
If you're not able to investigate it for yourself, I suggest you
all right.
discount it until you
all right, James, thank you.
Because you're coming across
okay,
somebody
you.
That doesn't know 1-800-449-8686.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
...1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, Bobby Dooley is with us, and we're talking about youth soccer and soccer. She has a son who wants to play soccer, and they're not letting him do it. And
Phil, I can tell you that Jane Mubu, who is part of our Homeowners Association Athletic Steering Committee, Jane has played golf. Jane played golf in college. She's a real athlete. She's on our tennis team. She's taking her son out of soccer, and we sent a sternly worded letter. I don't know if you're aware of this, but this heading of the ball, which is what they do in soccer, they hit it with their head. And I was just so absolutely frightened. I read a news account of one of the African players in one of those games they had down there in the Africa area, headed the ball in a game, and his head was dislocated or somehow came off. And
a soccer player headed, what, in a pro game?
I don't know if it was professional or one of these tribal.
He headed the ball and his head came off.
Yes. And then they carried the head around the perimeter of the stadium on a stick.
This couldn't have been a pro game. This could not have been a sanctioned game. This had to have been some kind of a goofy... some kind of a goofball game.
I don't know, but it scares me.
I mean, you can't judge soccer on some tribal goofball thing that happened in Africa where they put a guy's head on a stick.
Well, they had a pickup game. What are these?
They had a pickup game.
They had what Steve calls a pickup game. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
With the man's head in the parking lot outside of this kind of...
This had to be some kind of a goofy thing that happened. It couldn't have been a pro game.
I don't know.
All right. You got this. What people are telling you. You got to look into it.
I'm a mother. I'm concerned about my son.
Well, they're not going to be knocking their heads off, carrying it around the stadium on a stick.
You're sure of that?
I'm pretty sure of that. I don't know. Here is Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Brian, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got a radio turned up?
So I have to call back. I'm right back.
You know what, Brian? You're breaking up, buddy, so hold the line there. Suzanne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Suzanne. I'm Suzanne in Lighthouse Point.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a mother. I've got three kids. Mm-hmm. They all play team sports. I'm not following the logic.
Mm-hmm.
You're afraid that violence is breaking out because the sport is boring. Now,
if that were
the case, I mean, if every golf game or baseball game, I mean, if you ask me, watching baseball is like sitting around watching paint dry.
No, baseball,
you know, there'd be fights.
Baseball is very exciting. Baseball is an American sport. Obviously, Americans love baseball.
Yeah,
how
about golf? Could anything
golf
be more boring than that?
Exciting. I mean, golf is very exciting, and there's nobody riding at golf. No, Suzanne.
Okay, well,
what
how
we
about
have
something? You know, as a mom, I understand not
games.
Wanting our children exposed to violence.
Because it's golf.
Okay, tell me you don't want your son playing hockey because you're afraid his two front teeth will get knocked out.
That
my
is,
daughter broke
that's
her wrist.
That's a far cry from being set
so
fire to.
Shield our
that's
kids
a far
from
cry
sport.
From being set fire to, Suzanne. All right, if your child's teeth get knocked out, you can take them to the dentist. What do you do when they stick them in a trash can and light them on fire?
I mean, are you seeing this happen in the soccer leagues and community?
I'm afraid that it will.
In our community.
That is my fear. Have you been to a soccer game?
Well, we all have fears as mothers.
Have
I mean,
you been
I'm
to
afraid
a soccer
that,
game?
You know, my child's going to be exposed to,
have you been
you
to
know,
a soccer
spinal
game?
Meningitis in school or that some
have you
wacko
been,
kid's going to bring a
is
gun
the host
to school
there?
And,
is the,
and,
is the host there? Can
open
I ask
fire.
A question?
All right, go ahead. Ask your question, Bobby.
Have you ever been to a soccer game?
Yes, I have. My
and
son
you didn't
plays
feel like,
team soccer.
And you didn't feel like setting fire to the stadium?
Absolutely not. It's just
You jumped up and down and thought it was really great.
I did.
Because I saw one on TV, and I wanted to throw a lamp.
I mean,
my husband just watched that. I was like,
you're referring to
holy
things,
God.
Isolated incidents that happened.
Please, God, let me throw a lamp or something. It's just dull, Suzanne.
Well,
and when
that's
a man's
how I feel
head comes
when I
off,
sit and watch Little League baseball.
Do you feel like throwing a lamp when you watch Little League baseball? Do you want to throw? Okay, she's not listening to me at all, and maybe she can't hear me. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Marcello. Is that it, or Marcello?
Marcello.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I have two quick points.
Turn him up because I can't hear him. Go ahead, Marcello. We're just trying to hear you.
Okay, I have two quick points. The first one, hello?
I'm right here. I'm listening to you, Marcello.
Okay, the first point I have is that you can't just the problem with a riot in a soccer game, it has to do more with society than with the game itself. And the problem has nothing to do with the game. It's just a problem in society that obviously we have in certain countries.
Well, what happened to the man?
If we are to follow your example, then what happened in Woodstock in 1999, what are we going to do, ban rock and roll because there was a riot in Woodstock in 1999?
Well, my understanding
was the game. It
had
to do with society.
No, Woodstock, the outhouses, the port-a-sans were full, and as a sanitary measure, they set fire to them.
Okay,
wasn't violence.
Woodstock wasn't violence.
Okay, no. Okay. They were trying to clean up the poo. Yes, Marcelo?
Okay, no, what I was trying to
say
is...
There was poo everywhere.
We got it.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, what I was going to say is...
I'm here.
I'm
originally from Uruguay in South America.
Oh, that's where they
have... Champion.
That's where they burn the
stadium
down.
We never, ever had a problem with anybody burning down stadiums or eating each other like you're saying.
You never...
I can't believe that you can be so ignorant and you can be talking to other parents about something so ignorant as people eating each other South America, another planet.
No, that was not South America. That was in Africa. There were some kind of a soccer game where a man went. Do you know about heading the ball, Marcello?
Uh huh.
A man headed the ball. His head came off.
Okay.
And they took his head into the parking lot. I can't believe this. And started playing a pickup game with his head.
Okay.
Where?
One of the Africa. Places. So that's nuts.
I think that happened in the Twilight Zone.
Where is that? Is that in Africa?
Twilight Zone, as in the movie?
Well, I don't... You know, you laugh, but I'm a mother, and I care about my son. You may think it's funny, but the idea of my son's head being on the end of a stick...
But it has nothing to do with the... You know, if your kid is going to be violent, it's going to be violent playing cards.
I think
this
game she's talking about, Marcelo,
I
think the game you're talking about that happened in Africa must have been some kind of a goof, some weird trip, man. I mean, not a sanctioned pro game, right, Marcelo? Wouldn't you say? You've been to pro games, haven't you?
Sure, and you know... And
what's a pro game?
Professionals. Paid professionals.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. And there are problems in games, but they have to do with the organization
exactly.
of the game, or people going getting
right.
out of control.
All right.
But people get out of control in a political rally also.
But no one ever eats another man at the Republican convention, not that I knew of. My husband said that someone ate a woman at the...
All right, will you just, you know...
What?
Just never mind what your husband said.
I don't understand.
Just never mind what he said.
One last point that I would like to make.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very careful about offending other people.
Yes.
Because for some reason I'm getting the impression that anybody that was born outside of America, some kind of Indian or some kind of person that eats each other. And, you know, obviously I'm from South America. I'm proud to be a U.S. citizen.
No, my husband said that at the Republican convention a woman was eating.
Never mind about
that. From another world.
All right, buddy. Marcelo, thank you. Very good points. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Your husband may be putting you on.
I'm sorry?
Your husband may be putting you on and putting you up to a lot of this stuff. Here is Laura on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I have two points for Bobby. The first one is, do you keep your child at home? Do you homeschool your child, or do you send your child to school every day?
We do send our child to Western Estates Middle School right now.
Okay,
we are considering some homeschooling during... his senior years,
Okay. Are you not the least bit worried, then, about the school violence? Because
no, we have a very good school. It's part of the Western Estates school system.
Right, the kids can't bring in razor blades.
We are in the top
97
percentile. We're in the top 97 percentile.
My high school was the top 1% of the nation. There's no violence at every school. My second point is...
No, we have no violence at our school.
Accidents are the number one killer of children in every household in America. You tell me that you can guarantee that your child will not suffer an accident at home, then I would agree with you can't send them to a soccer game.
My child is not going to be in an accident. But it's different from sending your child into the middle of a cannibalistic orgy.
Honey, Laura, I don't know where you're getting this information.
Well, it is different. You know, my son can be protected at home, but sending him out into the middle of a sport where they carry a man's head around on a stick.
You do know that you're making this up as you go along.
No, I'm not. Unless my husband's lying to me.
It's a movie. No one was eaten at the Republican convention. If anything, it was at a Democratic convention, honey.
Well,
you are making this up.
Have you ever been eaten?
Okay, that's just fine. Yeah, what movie was she watching and whose head came off? Got eaten at a Democratic National Convention. 1-800-449-8686. Distraught relatives, well, I don't know. But soccer riots are going to happen. Little League riots. I played Little League. I umpired Little League games once, and that's the last. I did one game. That was the end of that. One Little League game I umpired, and that was the end of that romance. I umpired the infield. My buddy was at home plate. And I'll never forget listening to the parents just jaw-jacking and wolfing from the sidelines. And it was horrific. It was horrible. I had to pull a gun out and shoot all of them. That was probably 300 adults dead. And then I took the kids for ice cream. So this is the thing. You got to just keep your eyes open. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
A friend of mine talked me into helping him umpire a Little League game once. He said, you know, will you help me? Will you go out and umpire the infield? You see, I'm like any other parent. Our daughter was in basketball last 2 years. She's been in basketball. And Maria coaches the team. And she's coaching 7- and 8-year-olds. And there was almost a bloodbath on the floor last year during one of these games. Now, these games, you don't score, these little kiddie basketball games, because they're 7-, 8-, 9-year-old kids, and the thinking is, let them have some fun. And I was like a lot of parents in that I said, hey, basketball, you're supposed to score, let the kids get in there and learn how to win. And then I realized that the only people who are concerned about winning and losing at that level really are the parents, because the kids just want to run up and down the floor and throw the ball up in the hoop and see if they can do it and go yay when they do. The only guy that gives any hoot and a half about winning a ball game at that level is this dad who is living his life through his son or his daughter, and he wants the team to win, and he's kind of a frustrated red Auerbach standing on the sidelines and with his hands folded across his chest and... Give it up, Charlie. Now, we all know this. Intellectually, we all know this, but we are all subject to the same thing, because as soon as I get out there, I want them to win, too. I was secretly keeping score. And then the kids would come over and go, Mr. Hendry, what's the score? And I go, don't tell anybody. Well, we're winning by 10. We're winning by 10! Mr. Hendry just said! And the guy comes over and says, what are you doing? I'm just, what is that, a notepad? Well, I'm just keeping, give me that, you know. Get out of here with that. You can't keep the score, Hendry. I told you, you're going to get pitched out of here, you and your wife. Well, I know what you thought. Climb it up. Sit there and look beautiful. Sit there and look skinny, Hendry, with your 38 pounds, big shot. So, you know, even I was subjected to that kind of grief. But at every level, whether it's hockey or baseball or anything, we got to keep these juiced out, these creep parents with their alcohol problems out of there. And a guy comes to the ball game with a hip flask, and he stands up there on the top step of the bleacher, and he's shouting for Junior. And who's Junior? Some kid. He couldn't hit a ball, man, if it was the size of a freaking watermelon, and you gave the guy the World Trade Center to hit it with. The poor kid, he's just never going to be a ball player. Or worse is the kid who does have talent, and the father is going to see to it that the kid becomes the next Babe freaking Ruth or, you know, A-Rod. The guy's got dollar signs in his eyes, and he's working the kid, and he's working the kid. Well, remember this Marinovich guy that was the quarterback for SC and then went out to the Raiders, and now the guy, I don't know where he is. I guess he's doing some arena football. This was a guy who was raised from very early on to become a pro quarterback, and quite frankly, he was not a very good quarterback, whether no matter what his father did for him. It's just either you want to do it or you don't. And a kid, you know, but there's dad. He's got his kid down there. God forbid the kid goes 3 for 5 in a ball game. His father goes 8 because he didn't get a hit at every at-bat. And those people are just flat frightening. Because it suddenly becomes, you know, my son. Hey, you're talking about my boy. Okay, I'm talking about your boy. What, all of us, what is he, Jesus? Don't you ever talk about, you talk about my family. My son is, yeah, great, fine. He's got a halo, man. He glows, good. Stand him up there in the back of St. Patrick's, man. Everybody will bring the lepers in. He'll cure them. How about that? Your kid's so freaking great out here playing ball. I say we send that kid to Lourdes and start, you know, cleaning up all the cripples. Forget about playing baseball. A kid's so great. Jeez. Why would anybody want to put themselves in that situation? And you've seen ball games. You know, the Sandlot games. These poor guys that volunteer. That's what I did. I volunteered to ump a Little League game. And God, that was the last time. And nobody will ever get me to go out and umpire a Little League game again. I don't care. I don't care who, for what, for why, or for when. And if you, some of these towns, there ain't no Little League left. There ain't no little, my hometown, Arcadia, they got, when they used to have like 16 different teams when I was a kid growing up, they got none. They got like half the number of teams, half the number, maybe a quarter of the number of the kids playing ball. Kids are bored with baseball. They don't want to play it anymore. They just don't want to play it anymore. Or it could be that their families are all moving out to the burbs, because like out where I live, Westlake, you know, out in T.O. in the Westlake area, man, they got 85 million kids playing baseball. So that kind of shoots that theory down, doesn't it? By the way, speaking of early sporting experiences, I thought maybe you'd like to know this. Does anybody remember the World Football League? I don't know how many of you remember this. This was a league that lasted about a season and a half back in 1974. And they had a team in Orlando, Florida, called the Florida Blazers. And at that time, I was working in radio in Orlando. So a guy calls me up that I know in the business one afternoon, and he says, Phil, we got the opening game of the WFL, and it's going to be out there at the Tangerine Bowl was the name of this place. And it wasn't a bowl. It was two grandstands. They get this bowl kick going, man. Everything's got to be a bowl. Ain't no bowl, man, that I'm looking at. It's a grandstand in a parking lot, and over here's a lake. Where's the bowl? Well, we just call it that because of the you know, the bowl against the bowl, and everybody bowls. And well, why don't you, let's go bowling, man, if you want to go. You said it was a bowl. It's two grandstands. Well, it's a bowl because of the thing, the New Year's. I don't know. What the hell? What are they going to call it, the Tangerine Grandstands? Yeah. Yeah, how about doing that? They said, send me up there to the press box. They wanted me to be the game's play-by-play announcer. I know nothing about announcing play-by-play. Not the play-by-play, the PA announcer. Very different. So, in other words, I wasn't doing the game on radio. I was the guy who went, tackle made by number 23, Bobby Chez. First down. Fans, don't forget the souvenir stand under the left grandstand is open now. You can get your Florida Blazer memorabilia. And this is the guy kept telling me to do that. Keep hitting that grandstand, okay? Keep hitting that souvenir stand, Phil. Keep hitting that souvenir stand. I don't give a crap what you call a game right or not. Just do the souvenir stand. I don't care though it's a fourth down, an eighth down. You can say it's the ninth down. Just hit the souvenir. So I kept hitting that souvenir stand. Now, the press box is exposed. You know, it was open in those days. So you're just kind of leaning on a counter. And their fans at the top part of the grandstand are looking at them and go, will you shut up already with that freaking souvenir stand? Fans don't. We got it. The souvenir stand under the grandstand. Well, yeah, that's okay, we'll be there. And don't forget to get our little Wigglehead dolls. Yeah, we got that, too. Here's my pennant. I got it. Shut up. Oh, it was embarrassing. I got $20 to do the game. I didn't get anything right. The time was wrong. They had to stop the game 6 times to get the clock reset. And but I think the Blazers won, so it was really thrilling for me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.